Joining us this morning, Ted Harpum. How are you, Ted?
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Always good to see you, my friend. Always good to see you.
Well, you know, it's this time of year again. It seems like we always connect this time of year.
I know, and you said it just before we went on. When the weather gets a little cooler, even if it's just for a couple of days, the whole mindset shifts, doesn't it?
Everything changes. I mean, this really got the ball going, and you know, guys are excited about hunting season coming and being in the archery industry.
Yeah.
That time of year is just a great time of year.
Well, you know, and we may talk weather, but even if the weather were warmer, you are still kicking into action. I'm looking at a list of things we're talking about. You are all over the place, my friend.
We are. And, you know, Darton Archery, we've been noted as a hunting bow company for years and years and years. And just in the last couple of years now, we broke into the target market archery.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's really gotten good. And so we've got a great target bow now. Our executive and our Vegas have really kind of grasped onto the target market. So now we're as well as doing the hunting bows as we're into the target bows.
Now, what is a difference between those two? What do you see as a difference if you're going to get into target shooting as compared to going out and taking into the woods and do some hunting? What are some of the differences in those?
Well, the guys like to have a little more brace height. They like to have a little more forgiving bow. They like to have a longer axle-to-axle bow. And now we're doing bows in colors. I mean, we've got, you know, all the bright soft-touch colors, the blues, the reds, the greens. And these guys, they can hit, Kevin, they can hit the same hole every time.
I don't know how they do it,
but it's amazing. And then, you know, warming up for our hunting season with archery equipment, we do all the 3D shoots, the IBOs, the ASA. So guys are now having to go out and judge the distance and then make the shot. So It's a great preparation to the upcoming archery season as well.
It really is. And so is, we were talking about the shooting trailer. You guys have that out and about now?
Kevin, thanks for asking.
Yeah.
We are, and it's really exciting now. We got the Darton shooting trailer. And, you know, I've always told people, you know, you don't go out and buy a car without a test drive. You don't go out and buy other things without a test drive. When you're shopping different things, you're always looking for, you know, the best deal to fit what you want to have. And I think the Darton shooting trailer fits that bill perfectly. You can come out and take any one of our bows for a test drive. So bring it out. You know, we're going to be at a lot of places.
Yeah.
We're going to be September 12th with Hagelin on the River. You can come out and see Ron up. And this is going to be in Lincoln. There's a show going on in Lincoln, Michigan.
All right.
And then from there, we're going to be in Tawas at the Tawas Hardware with Paul and those guys.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We were there last year. Done a great job there, and that's a lot of fun. Now, on Sunday the 20th, we're going to be at M65 Bait and Tackle. So it's right, you know, in the heart of the crossroads
there.
Yeah. And then we're going to be over at Dean's Bait and Tackle on the 26th. So you can come in and see Mark. He's got a great store. All these guys are great dealers. Lots of stuff to look at. Great hunting supplies everywhere. So those are some really good dealers real close to us today that are going to have a lot of stuff. The Darton shooting trailer will be at those shows. You know, up in Lincoln is a big gun show with Hagelin on the River. So you're going to see a lot of guns and stuff. But make sure you get keep track of our website, www.dartonarchery.com, and you can get where the Darton shooting trailer is going to be.
Yeah, you bet. And go on out and take advantage of that shooting trailer. Get the feel for one of those fine Darton bows. And we were talking before we went on that there's new ones in the lineup, both compound and crossbows?
There is. And actually, we've got a new youth bow coming out. It's a youth young adult bow for people with shorter draw lengths. It seems to be a problem. They can't get the speed. They want more power. Everything's focused around the speed of things.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I get a little frustrated with that. But, you know, being a short draw person and, you know, the guys with a long draw get to shoot a lot faster.
Like me. Yeah,
so we've got a new bow coming out called the Exciter. We've got some new crossbows coming out. You know, the Rebel 135. Took the industry by storm in the crossbow market last year. So we're expanding on that concept again for 2016. You know, we've upgraded our customer service department at Darton Archery now, and Chris and her team there, Laura and Tony, do just a phenomenal job all the time. When you call, you get a person and it's hand done. You know, we're a company that we build the bows, we manufacture the bows, we assemble the bows right here in Hale, Michigan. So many of these companies out there today with all these different crossbows coming in from all over the place, you know, they may assemble them here in the United States, but the parts aren't made in the United States. So when you see the quality of a Darton bow, compound and crossbow, Rex Darlington, the owner of Darton Archery, has done a phenomenal job on making sure that this thing is absolutely 100% 100% of the time.
And that, you know, it's important to you guys, but it's also important to the users that it is locally made, and they know where that product is coming from, and they know where they can go back to when they do need service maybe somewhere down the road.
Yeah, you know, we feel that we keep a personal relationship with our not only our dealers but our customers.
Yeah.
They know that they have the ability to call us and we'll take care of any issues they may have.
That's right. Just one of the many fine Michigan-made products. That's another thing we were talking about before we went on. Michigan, really a hub for a lot of the great hunting things, including dart and archery.
It is. You know, we've got Diamond Buck Blinds down by Pinconning. Yeah. You know, Paul and these guys and Ryan are doing a terrific job down here at Diamond Buck. We've got Boning just over to the west of us a little bit, you know, and those guys do a terrific job. So where we're at here, people are very fortunate to have some of the best companies in the industry surrounding them right in our market.
And Ted, the best way to find you guys is right on that website, because that website is awesome.
It is. Our website is being upgraded constantly. You know, we've got a lot of stuff going on. Keep track of what Dart and Archery is doing. Go to www.dartandarchery.com. And also visit us on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a bunch of stuff that's happening on Facebook. We've got some different giveaways, things going on. A lot of our dealers are participating both with the Facebook. And Laura and Tony are on these things constantly, making sure that you're getting the most up-to-date information you can possibly have.
That's right, including where the shooting trailer is going to be and where you can go find some of those great Darton products. And I know we'll be talking to you again in the future here, Ted. We'll be getting really geared up for the season, but glad you could stop in. Now you got everybody's juices flowing. You know that, don't you?
Thanks, Kevin. It's always a pleasure here talking to you, Nat. Look forward to talking to you soon.